Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The reason that that one was such a big deal with that movie back then was because we bought physical media. And so when that soundtrack came out, before the actual movie came out, everyone went and bought it and had the CD, right? And right. So you listen to the CD a bunch with Quad City DJs and R. Kelly and Seal and all those great songs, Method Man. And so you just were more invested in it. Like it was, and those were, I mean, there are great songs
They're
on that
bangers,
soundtrack. It's one of the best movie soundtracks
ever.
Yeah. And so the new one, like, where you listen to it, like on your streaming devices, where you listen to a million other things. Like, we have everything at our disposal when it comes to music now. And so I think that it loses, like, a little bit of flair just for the simple fact that, like, we're blowing through music so much now that it's not where, like, you buy a CD, you listen to only that CD for, like, a month, and then you buy another CD. Or, you know, it's different. It's
a little
bit different now, right?
That's a good point. I also think that with this soundtrack, the first soundtrack, it kind of told a story. Like, when you go back and you listen to the soundtrack without watching the movie, you can kind of follow where it is in the movie within the soundtrack. And the Space Jam 2 on A New Legacy just doesn't really do that. It's just kind of music for the movie. And there are moments where the music's great. There's some moments where the music can kind of overpower the dialogue. And that was a little bit disappointing when that happened. So it was weird. Like, you could tell when Dame was like, I need my song to be in there a little bit louder. And it was a little bit. So
yeah,
I enjoyed the music. It just wasn't anything like the first one was. But it also may be an unfair expectation to expect this soundtrack to live up to that one, because it is one of the greatest movie soundtracks we've ever gotten. Like, everyone agrees. Space Jam fans, people that think that it's a terrible movie, whatever. Everyone agrees across the board that soundtrack is good.
For sure. I actually bought my kid, I have a 2-year-old, and I bought him some of the, like, new Space Jam figures at Target, which are actually really cool. Like, the first Space Jam had really cool toys. And so this was one of the greatest toys of all time. I posted this on Twitter not too long ago, was the Michael Jordan 3-pack that was, like, this was a freaking prize as a child. It was, like, he was in his Toon Squad. It was one figure in his Toon Squad
yes.
uniform, one playing golf, and one playing baseball for the Birmingham Braves. It was so cool.
There was also one in his practice uniform.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. And so the new toys are pretty cool, too. Anyways, that is our extensive spoiler-free review of Space Jam, A New Legacy, a.k.a. Space Jam 2. It is out now. You can watch it if you're an HBO Max subscriber, or you can obviously go see it at any Malco theater. I'm sure it's playing at most of them this weekend. And we got some other stuff that I wanted to get to that I think people should check out this weekend. But I think I'm going to save that for when we do Dinner to Go. It's not a very big sports night, let's just be honest. So I don't have much to add for, like, games to watch tonight. There's, like, a few baseball games.
There's a ton of good movies and TV shows.
Yes, so we got some good stuff to talk about to watch this weekend. We'll do that in Dinner to Go. But when we come back, I got Jeff Calkins, and, you know, I'll probably hit on a million different things with Jeff. Who knows where that conversation's going to go. But you need to be listening. He's coming up next, Jeff Calkins. It's Bennett Doyle, Connor Dunning here in studio. You're listening to The Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station. Get him
Message Rate Supply National Contest. It's time for Memphis Sports Cash. It's all powered by BetQL. Win more and cash in more with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to learn more. That's BETQL. Get your sports and get your cash. Only on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Okay, final chance to win $1,000. So pick up your phone right now and text the word POEM, P-O-E-M. Text POEM to 72881 for your chance to win a grand right now. You got about 55 minutes to do so. So take your time and text POEM, P-O-E-M, to 72881 for your chance at $1,000. Like I said, this is your final cash keyword. So if you want to win a grand, you better text the word POEM, P-O-E-M, to 72881 for a chance at $1,000. Good luck.
It's time to trade up to a Kia sales event at Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. Get up and go in a 2021 Kia Rio, 41 MPG Highway, 0% and $239 a month. 2021 Kia Forte, 0% and $268 a month. And get all-weather rugged and ready in 2022 Seltos, $334 a month. Plus, peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Get top dollar for your Kia trade today and trade up at Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike. Or shop online 24-7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J, and he'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it.
All $29.99 due at signing. Rio Forte 60 months at 0%. Rio ME 40316 MSRP 17315. Forte ME 379469 MSRP 19040. Seltos N724718 66 months at 1.9%. MSRP 24110 includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 must finance with KMF for low APR. Excludes tax filing license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 8/2/2021. Dealer stock only.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years, the amazing work that Lee and Lauren Cooper have been doing at Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park. In fact, for 8+ years, because Cooper Systems, they've been a sponsor of the Gary Parrish Show since day one, and they've never left. That's a testament to them. It's a testament to you, and you've heard me tell you about the great work they're doing at Cooper Systems for a long, long time. Now it's time to hear from you guys.
Got a great deal on an Apple Mac from Cooper Systems. Literally half the price of the big box stores. I just searched before I heard about Cooper.
From the road a lot, and one day my laptop got the epic blue screen of death, and I thought I lost all my files. Cooper Systems was able to retrieve everything and even installed a new drive to make my computer faster and better than ever.
I'm one of those people Gary always refers to as the looking up stuff you're not supposed to guy. Yep, that leads to computer viruses. Cooper can take care of you, and like the ad says, they won't judge you.
That's Cooper Systems. Call them 360-9679 on the web. You can check them out at coopersystems.com.
I'm here again.
Oh, you sure are, Howie.
Oh, boy.
It's summertime at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
So here's the thing. It's Summer of 1,000 Engagements. What we love about it, it's our biggest celebration of the year. It's a celebration of love. We know it's about to happen. You're about to get an engagement ring. We know how special that is, and we are here for you.
And how are you going to help them pop the question, Howie?
Not only do we have great financing options, but we also have a free vacation with any purchase of $1,500 or more.
Summer of 1,000 Engagements going on now at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
5 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now-famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it. You'll love it. Then you'll get it again. Stack's has 2 locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up, there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get 3 things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. And engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
If you're ready for an oil change, trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Wix filter for $33.99. Plus, get a $10 gift card after mail-in rebate and double O rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the ones who get going when the going gets tough. And the ones who know we're tougher together. For the pathfinders breaking new ground, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support. Because we know you have people depending on you, so you can always depend on us. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Staples Connect has everything for school at amazing prices. Right now, Staples One Subject Notebooks are only 25 cents each, and Crayola 24-count crayons, two-pocket polyfolders, and 4-ounce Elmer's glue are just 50 cents each. So your student won't just be ready for school. There'll be tons of drawings to hang on the fridge ready.
We're going to need a bigger refrigerator.
Visit your local Staples store or staples.com/back to school and get amazing prices for everything on your back-to-school list. Ends 9/18, limit 30, notebooks in store only. Offer may vary online.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
Welcome back to the Gary Parish Show. It is GP's producer, Bennett Doyle, filling in today. I got Connor Dunning here in studio with me, and I'm joined now by Memphis' columnist, my columnist, your columnist, Daily Memphian columnist Jeff Calkins, host of The Jeff Calkins Show. You can listen to him every single weekday at 9 a.m. right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Jeff, what's going on?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. So we got to stick with our obligatory food topic that has become a theme when I host this show.
This... It is funny. I got a text yesterday from someone who was listening who said, every time you're on the radio show, I end up hungry.
Yes.
So I'm not sure this is going to help any, because you have another food question for me?
I do. Do you know what Sunday is?
It's the Lord's Day.
It is the Lord's Day. It is
the
also
day that the Lord hath wrought, and let us be glad in it.
Correct. You're right there. And this Sunday is also National Ice Cream Day.
Ah.
Yeah, it began in 1984 when President Reagan declared the third Sunday of July National Ice Cream Day. And so I guess I'll just start with this. Top five ice cream flavors.
Well, before that, I want to say something.
Okay. And
I think it's controversial. I think we're a crappy ice cream town.
Jeff,
ice cream, what?
No, I'm with you here. I'm with you here. I don't think we're a great ice cream town.
What?
We're not a great ice cream town. No.
I don't normally go out for ice cream. But I actually went to Ben and Jerry's last night, and it occurred to me that we just don't like – where did I take my kids growing up? I took them to TCBY, which is fine, but it's a chain ice cream place. And Ben and Jerry's chain ice cream place. Like, there's that new place in Hernando, I believe, called Area 61 or 51 or whatever the hell it is. Like,
I've heard it's good.
I hear it's great. I've not been. But considering how many – oh, of course, barbecue places, but then pizza places or wing places or, you know, go right down to burger places or whatever, Mexican places. How many good ice cream places do we have? The main frozen dessert that I took my kids to growing up, and we have good donut shops, but the main frozen thing I did was Jerry's,
yeah,
which is really not an ice cream place. It's a snow cone place, and it's great. I love Jerry's. I'm a big fan of Jerry's, but I think we're just, you go to other cities and they have, you know, ice cream shop after ice cream shop after ice cream shop. Just last week when I was in Northern Michigan, I was, of course, at Moomer's, which Moomer's is 5 minutes from our cabin in Northern Michigan. And it's a farm, a cow farm, as you might guess, a dairy farm,
okay,
that's been turned into an ice cream shop. And when I was there, not at the shop, but while I was there, the president came by, and he got ice cream from Moomer's. And so it's a great ice cream place, and lots of cities have great local ice cream places. We are a crappy-ass ice cream town. I think we have to face facts. Sometimes you got to look yourself, take a hard look in the mirror, and acknowledge what you are. And it's so damn hot here. We can eat ice cream most of the year. I don't see any excuse for why we should be such a crappy ass ice cream town.
Agreed.
But we are.
Agreed. Yeah. Now I will say that
where else does one get ice cream?
Well, okay. So I gotta say, my favorite place to get ice cream, and I don't want to butcher the name, I always do, but La Michoacana on summer.
Oh, yeah, La Michoacana. That's La Michoacana.
But that's like
you're right.
Like, that is great ice cream.
It's the best ice cream place. La Michoacana
is the best. It is the best. They have something. If you ever go there, it's on Summer Avenue, I think right over by Grahamwood. It's close to Grahamwood in like that like French Quarter area. And they have a flavor that is simply called Mexican cake, and it is amazing.
Oh, really? The Mexican cake.
I can't even describe like it's like chunks of I guess it's like it's either strawberry or raspberry like cake bites, but it's not like, you know, when you get like a cookie dough ice cream or something, it's not like that. It really is like an ice cream with like pieces of real cake mixed in.
Creamy and sweet. I don't know what they do to it. It's absolutely amazing ice cream.
Amazing.
No, I think you're right. I think it's the best ice cream we have. But I don't like, we have Baskin Robbins too, right?
We got Baskin Robbins.
We have Ben & Jerry's. We have TCBY. And then we have La Michoacana. And I think you're right. If you're going to rank Memphis ice cream places, La Michoacana's got to go right to the top.
Yeah.
So I think that's where we are first about ice cream. Then
what's your favorite kind of ice cream?
Well, first of all, that's not the first question you have to answer when you walk up to an ice cream. You have to decide if you're a dish person or a cone person.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have to decide if you're a cone person, are you the basic cake cone, or are you a sugar cone, or are you one of those giant ass waffle cones that you have to pay an extra $1.50 for? And if you do that, are you actually a giant ass waffle cone that you have to pay $2.54 because you want it dipped in chocolate?
Right.
Which of those? I want you. Here are your four options.
Yep.
Your basic cake cone, your sugar cone, your waffle cone, or your waffle dipped in chocolate cone. I want you to get. Not tell me what you prefer. I want you to guess. Last night at Ben & Jerry's, which kind of cone? Because I went for the cone that I typically would go for out of those four. Which cone would it be?
I'm going to say,
you know about me summed up in this one answer, Bennett. We'll see how well you know me after all these years.
I'm going to say you went for the, I'll say you went for the waffle cone.
And what was your thinking there? Why do you think I went
because for the waffle? Because the waffle cone is the original. It's the most traditional way to eat ice cream. That is
the cake cone. I went with the cake cone.
You went with the cake cone.
It's the most traditional. And it's
No. The waffle cone is the original.
No, the cake cone is just that little one. It's a little cup.
I know what you're talking about.
And it's the original. And more to the point, it's the one that doesn't cost you extra money. I'm a cheapskate. Have you seen my cars? Like, I am a total cheapskate. I'm not paying an extra $1.50 to get the waffle cone.
I like the waffle.
And then the problem with the waffle cone is, honestly, it distracts from the ice cream. It becomes more about the waffle cone than about the ice cream itself. And it dwarfs the ice cream such that the ice cream kind of – it disappears into it like a baseball into a baseball glove.
Go ahead.
I don't do that. I don't believe in the dish either. The dish is wimpy. The dish is for people who don't think they can handle a cone. Don't think they have the stuff to actually handle a cone without it dripping all everywhere. Oh, I'd like a dish and a spoon, please. No, that's like eating ice cream out of a dish is like eating pizza with a knife and fork. What kind of human being are you? Come on.
It's true. No,
that's not how it's meant to be eaten. It's meant to be eaten on a cone, I mean, from one of the ice cream places. And if you're being a cheapskate like me, then you just get the traditional cake cone. You don't spend extra money where you don't have to. If you want to spend extra money, spend it by getting another scoop of ice cream. So these are the choices you have to – these are the choices you're confronted with when you first walk into that ice cream place. Only after that can you think about, all right, what kind of ice cream now? And I respect people's choices in ice cream. I'm not one who thinks that there's a right and a wrong choice in ice cream. If you are someone who is going to get, you know, chocolate chunk, knock yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
That's not me.
No, I don't like chocolate.
There's a basic ice cream decision, and the ice cream decision is, are you a chocolate-focused person or not? I am not. I don't mind chocolate. Is it some chunks of chocolate in my thing or whatever? But I don't want a chocolate-focused ice cream. I would like something else. Last night, I got two scoops.
Can I guess what scoops of ice cream you got?
But I, can't even remember what they were called because they were such fancy names at Ben and Jerry's. So you can't guess because they're
Okay. So they were like kind of exotic like ice creams.
Kind of a blondie thing, what that one was. And then I did get some kind of a cookies and cream thing. But typically, like, at my home ice cream, when I go to Wim Hoomer's, which is my home court ice cream, I usually, like, I like coffee and toffee. Like, not just coffee ice cream, coffee with some kind of candy in it, like toffee, Heath Bar, something like that.
Now,
that's what everybody has. That's what I like. I also like, I think I got pistachio the other day. Sneaky great ice cream.
Oh, that's pistachio. A great ice cream. Pistachio is
a great ice cream. It's a great, pistachio is a tremendous ice cream. You know, I don't mind butter pecan. Butter pecan's fine, but that's more me rather than a, you know, chunky monkey, like some kind of chocolatey thing. I like mint chocolate chip. Mint chocolate chip's good. I don't like regular chocolate chip. That's way too bland. Regular chocolate chip is just too bland. That's what Joe Biden gets every time, though. So he didn't have to make a decision. He didn't have to think about it. He just gets chocolate chip. I think it's a little bit wimpy. But
that is wimpy.
Mint chocolate chip is good. What's your favorite ice cream?
Okay, so honestly, this is gonna sound super lame.
Vanilla? No, it's not.
I was gonna say
no,
it's not vanilla. I do like French vanilla though, like the one that's like got a little bit of a yellow tint. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I never quite known the difference between the vanilla.
French vanilla has like a yellowy
vanilla
tint
French
to it.
Vanilla, yeah.
Yeah, it's better than regular vanilla. It definitely has a different taste.
What makes it French?
I guess the yellow tint. I don't know. I don't understand why it's French, but it's better than traditional vanilla. No, I was gonna say because we were talking about La Michoacana. They have a coconut ice cream that I freaking love.
But would you? Let's say you could only. I'm not talking about place specific.
Okay.
You have to pick an ice cream flavor.
Yeah, from anywhere.
If you know that you walk into any ice cream place, you can get that flavor. What's your favorite ice cream? That's the real question.
Yeah, I think I would go. Okay, I think I would go with, if they had French vanilla, I bet I would go with that and something else, like a strawberry or something, like to mix them together.
Well, that's
in my cone.
Do you like a fruit ice cream? And then, of course, you get to the whole sherbet question. You know,
No. We ain't doing sherbet. I'm not doing sherbet. You
like
sherbet?
I find it refreshing. I like it. I find it refreshing. Okay. There is, of course, a whole separate question. Do you like soft serve better than, you know, a good hard scoop of ice cream? Would you rather just have
I'm eating it out of a cone, then I want the hard scoop because it's just more it's not going to fall apart or melt all over you as fast. Like you know, it's a little more solid.
You could eat ice cream as many times a week as you wanted, and it would be zero calories,
okay.
Zero impact on your. How many times a day? How many? And it would be free. Just free ice cream.
Yeah.
No calorie ice cream delivered. How many times a week would you eat ice cream?
Every day.
Really? Oh, you love ice cream.
It's funny. You gave me that stipulation. Like, if I'm not going to gain any weight, like, I'm going to eat it every freaking day. I don't love it. Like, I'm never like the guy that's like, man, I'm craving what? Ice cream. Let's go get some. My wife is. She loves ice cream. But
what's your wife's order?
She likes a key lime. If they got a key lime ice cream, like a key lime pie style ice cream. Yeah, they got a good key lime. Yep. So she'd probably go with a key lime. Yeah, it is delicious. Try that one too.
A key lime isn't available at every place. So that's
of course not. No.
You couldn't just walk into every ice cream store and ask for the key lime ice cream.
Right.
Is there an ice cream you don't like? I don't like chocolate, honestly.
I don't like chocolate. I don't like chocolate either. I'm just not a big fan. Now, I like a Neapolitan. Like, I'll take that when it's the strawberry vanilla.
I'd find like a soft serve chocolate vanilla swirl. That'd be okay.
Yeah,
when it's mixed
with like a vanilla and you got the contrast. Maybe yeah, but it's too rich to just have like a couple scoops of chocolate.
But I bet I go through Sunday, which is now you've told me is National Ice Cream Day,
yes.
And I will not have ice cream on National Ice Cream Day. Seems unlikely I will have ice cream on National Ice Cream Day.
No, but what I was going to say, and I bet there's a ton of people out there who do this as well, is, you know, when you get a little bit older, after dinner you want a little treat. Like you get a little sweet tooth as you get older. And I've gained one in my past couple years. And so – we always have like the skinny cow, like the you know the I guess they call it like the healthy ice cream that's like individually wrapped.
The whole thing and it's like 100 calories?
Yeah. Like the ice cream bars or like the ice cream. Yeah. Yeah, and so I think a lot of people out there do that. That's why I say, like, you know, we eat ice cream quite a bit, but it's, like, not good ice cream. Right. I mean, it's just, like, healthy stuff that you just eat after dinner.
Yeah, I don't have that sweet tooth after dinner thing. I just, like, keep eating more dinner and more dinner. But, like, my buddy Fishman, he likes a cookie every night. He likes cookies.
He has a cookie every night?
No, he likes cookies. He would eat cookies. I
like cookies, too.
Every night. I don't like cookies. I mean,
I
like cookies fine, but I like cookies best if they're, like, hot and gooey with ice cream on them or whatever. I don't like a hard cookie.
Jeff, I like – okay, so this I got this from my dad. I like cookies like border. I like them.
You've
I like them.
This whole segment.
I know.
You've turned this.
Whatever.
Whole
it's Friday. There's
a food segment.
Wait, you want to talk? You want to talk about Dame Lillard
like
instead?
It's like you think I'm Anthony Bourdain or something. By the way, there's a new special, Anthony Bourdain special, which is supposed to be great.
Yeah, we're gonna talk. I'm gonna go see it this weekend.
Well, isn't it available on Netflix or is it only in the theater?
No, it's in theaters right now,
really?
And then it's going to come to HBO Max after its theater run.
Really?
Yeah. But it's in it's playing at Ridgeway Cinema Grill right now. I'm going to go see it this weekend. I'm a massive Anthony Bourdain fan. I've seen every single episode of all of his shows.
Isn't it totally bizarre that he killed himself?
It is.
And it goes to show that it's not about, you know, your job or your, you know, happiness is
no, because it seems like he had the most amazing life, right?
Literally, if you could pick the job, whose job you want in the world? I'll take Anthony Bourdain's, traveling around the world and eating good stuff, like,
yeah,
you know, and talking to interesting people, and it just totally, if you ever had any doubt, it's not about your circumstances in life. Mental illness isn't necessarily. It's about the chemistry in your brain, and it's about all kinds of things. And depression can, you have the best job in the world and the best situation, you can find yourself in bleak hopelessness. And just staggering that he, and it's supposed to be great. Now, it's supposed to be they literally supposedly capture the moment on film where he's like working in the kitchen and he learns that his book is a bestseller. Like, he gets a phone call as he's working in the kitchen that his best.
Yeah, Kitchen Confidential, yeah.
That it is a bestseller. And so, yeah, I'll see it too. But I know Anthony Bourdain, but I'm happy to talk about eating things.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, I'll be honest. Like, I've never, like, he is the only famous person that when I heard that news, like, that I heard that morning, because I guess it happened overnight, that I was, like, gutted by it. Like, I mean, I felt it in, like, the pit of my stomach, because it was just like, man, like, I've followed this guy's career, like, from when he was just, like, this crazy, like, wild.
You watched a lot of the Anthony
all Bourdain. Every single one of them,
really?
Multiple times. I still watch him over and over again. I've been watching him leading up to this movie.
Really?
Yeah. I've seen every episode of.
Well, this explains why you turn every one of our segments into
right.
Food. It's all becoming
exactly.
clear.
Exactly.
Exactly right.
No, it was that was awful. But the movie, the documentary Roadrunner, is apparently getting really great reviews. So I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Even better reviews than the LeBron film.
The new Space Jam.
Yeah,
speaking of that, did you watch the original Space Jam yet? That was like your homework from like weeks ago.
Never did.
Dude.
Never did.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't do my homework. And not only that, Chris Harrington, who's a film critic, for God's sakes, he's never watched Space Jam. I think this is right. Space Jam is a movie that if you are of a certain age, it's totally plugged into nostalgia for you.
Yes.
But nobody thinks it's a good movie. It's just a movie that represented this moment in time in your life. And for those of us who are a different age, there's no redeeming. There's not a reason to go back and watch it. It's not actually good. And so, no, thank you. I don't think I'm going to watch it.
Wow. I guess.
And people are ripping the sequel.
So here's the thing, though, is me and Connor were talking about this. We skipped four stories because that was the most important topic of the day, was this brand new Space Jam movie. On Rotten Tomatoes.
Wait till Gary hears that you skipped four stories.
I know.
Hell to pay.
I know. Yeah. On Rotten Tomatoes, so the critics rating is 33%, which is terrible. That means it's rotten. The audience score, though, is 82%. The audience loves this movie.
And I think it's also, it's people who like Space Jam are going to see it. And if the audience loves it, and you love the original Space Jam, you'll probably love it.
Because you'll convince yourself that you're going to love it.
I care much more about the audience score than I do about the critics.
Me too.
If the critics and the audience love it. But if you're asking me if I could only see one score, which one would I pay attention to? It's the audience. I'm not a critic. I'm an audience. Thanks very much. I want to know if real people like it. Now, the problem is that a lot of these things are self-selecting. So if you want to go see a Fast and Furious movie, right, and you look at the only people who go see a Fast and Furious movie at this point are people who like it, right? And so for me, that's not my kind of movie. So I'm not sure that it really means that the average person who walks in off the street would like that movie. It means it's self-selecting. The people who go already know they're going to like that. And so the fact that the 82% now like this new Space Jam movie, what that says to me is that if you like Space Jam, there's a very good chance you're going to like this movie and you should go see it. I don't think what it says to me is the average person off the street is going to like it, 82%, because the people, it's self-selecting. The people who are going to see it are people who love the original Space Jam movie, like the whole premise, and are inclined to like it.
Right. And also LeBron's polarizing, right? Like, it's like, oh, LeBron James carrying
great,
a movie.
I don't think. If LeBron was great, LeBron is polarizing, but I don't think people are LeBron hating the movie. Like the New York Times critic who ripped it, he didn't rip it because he's LeBron hating it. He ripped it because it's a stupid movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear.
right.
He said it was overwrought or something like that. Of course it was. I mean, it's a Space Jam movie.
Real quick before I get you out of here, what's up with our U.S. men's basketball team? Like, are we going to win the gold this year, or are we going to just be a complete disaster?
Comical, like it is just hilarious at this point who they're drafting, right? To
JaVale McGee and Keldon Johnson, come on down.
JaVale McGee is just that is comic. That is high comedy. That. Having said that, they should still win the damn medal, the gold medal. Like,
absolutely.
They have the best roster, you know what I mean? Like, easily the best roster.
No, I've been saying all this week, I don't want to hear the whole, well, these other teams, they've been playing together for years and years and years, and Team USA was just put together. It doesn't matter. They have the best roster by a ton.
They still have the best roster. I mean, they're doing a good job of evening up a little bit.
Yeah.
But they got the best roster. They should still win the damn thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, 100%.
If I'm Ja, I'd be a little butthurt myself, you know.
I think I would, too. I mean, the thing is it kind of even justified it when Trae Young said something yesterday. Like, it's right. Like, why did these two guys not get invited? You need facilitators on that. Exactly, because he was the star of the playoffs, and he's bummed that he wasn't invited.
He can distribute. He's, just crazy. So, I think once you get down to the Joe McGee's of the world, everybody has a complaint. Like, what the hell are y'all doing? So, enjoy Nationals and Ice Cream Day.
Yeah, man, let me know what you get when we talk on Monday.
Appreciate it. Okay,
all right, Jeff,
bye.
I'll talk to you later. That was Jeff Calkins. For anyone that wanted to hear a sports segment there, I apologize. But at this point, if you listen to this show every day, you know what you're going to get. You know what you're going to get in that segment. When we come back, maybe we will talk some sports. We haven't talked about Damian Lillard yet.
By the way, cookies and cream.
You're a cookies and cream guy.
Huge cookies and cream guy.
I don't think that that's I bet if you polled people that most people would say cookies and cream. Like if you just put out like a Twitter poll and said, okay, pick these flavors, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, cookies and cream, or how many things can you do in a poll?
Four. Yeah.
I think everyone would pick cookies
and
cream.
It's just,
it would win.
It's safe anywhere you go.
It's safe.
It's going to be a safe choice.
And everyone's
going to
have
good.
It. Everyone's
Everybody's happy.
It.
Yeah. Also, if they have a good M&M, I'll take down an M&M.
Oh, like just pieces of M&M in the ice cream.
Like a Sonic Blast M&M milkshake.
Yeah.
Is like heaven.
Interesting. You're a savage. Okay, when we come back, we do got to mention the Damian Lillard stuff. He spoke to the media today after Team USA practice about his future. There's a lot of questions about his future in Portland, so we will discuss that. You're listening to The Gary Parish Show. Bennett Doyle, Connor Dunning in studio. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's number one sports station.
If you're interested in selling your home, get in touch with the only person I'd use if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw. He just keeps
stacking success stories on top of each other. Take Jerry's story, for instance. Josh's marketing strategy worked well for Jerry. He wanted to sell a home. It was out in Kyrville. And once Josh went to work, that home was sold in just a couple of days and for more than the asking price. That's just one of the latest great stories connected to Josh Hysaw. You can let your story be the next one. Anybody can sell your home in this market. That's easy, easy, easy. But only Josh Hysaw can get you all the money you deserve. So if you're looking for an experienced and effective agent with the best marketing strategy who can expose your home to the most buyers and then negotiate for the most money possible, what you want to do is get in touch with the Josh Hysaw team of Keller Williams Realty. Josh, he has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire him with no obligation. You can even do it with a text message. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 901-461-8147. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh Hysaw. Go to JoshHysaw.com.
Switching and saving with your local Geico agent sure is easy. As easy as tricking a dog by pretending to throw a tennis ball but then hiding it. Yes, he knows this trick. Every dog does. But when he sees that ball, it's so exciting, his tail wags, his mouth waters, and so he runs to chase the ball you did not throw. So yeah, Geico. Contact your local agent and see how easy savings can be.
There's now a faster and easier way to pick up your Corky's Barbecue. Order and pay online, pull into the designated spot, text Corky's to 474747, and we'll bring your order right to your car. No waiting.
Is there a room in your house that never seems to cool or heat the way you think it should? Then a Mitsubishi ductless system may be a solution for you. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Ductless systems are relatively new to the United States, but Mitsubishi ductless systems are a proven energy saver because the system does not have any ductwork, so it can blow colder air in the summer and warmer air in the winter. Mitsubishi's inverter-driven compressors automatically adjust to your cooling or heating demands to deliver ideal comfort while only using the energy that is needed. No more, no less. Do you have a bonus room, sunroom, or master bedroom that never cools right? Maybe a new addition to your home or a garage you want heated or cooled. Now you can do it efficiently. Call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your free estimate. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Hey, listen up, Mid-South. It's time to get your new ride on at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat with the biggest Make This the Summer event you've ever seen. Check out 2021 Dodge Challenger at $389 a month. Power up in a 2021 Dodge Charger at $429 a month. And get adventure ready in a 2021 Jeep Wrangler Sport, now just $539 a month. And don't forget to check out the all-new 2021 Jeep Grand Cherokee L. Never a better time to trade or buy a new Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat from Gossett. So drive past the rest and come to the best, or shop online anytime at GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
Almost financed through Chrysler, 75 months at 3.99 APR, 3,500 down. Challenger MH580-6606, MSRP 31,835. Charger MH602-255, MSRP 33,435. Wrangler MW66-3938, MSRP 40,650. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF695 excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We're all on this planet together, so join Odyssey and find your one thing. This summer, try some eco-friendly water sports like paddleboarding, swimming, or diving. Join Odyssey, and together, each of us doing one thing makes a greener tomorrow. What's your one thing?
How do you keep a workout fresh every day?
Clap it up, Peloton, let's do this!
By getting everything from endurance rides to restorative yoga, all right at home. The Peloton Bike. Nothing like working out from home. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more.
Enjoy a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies' Black Friday and July event. Get amazing savings with up to 50% off high-performance computers and tech built for business, and be able to take your office with you with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, get great offers on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and more, all with easy easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL and speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today.
This is a big deal. Now at healthcare.gov, millions more people can afford health coverage. Due to the COVID relief law, 4 out of 5 customers can get a plan for under $10 a month with financial help. From doctor visits to preventive services to prescription drugs, these are quality plans. You can do this. You can have coverage as soon as August 1st if you sign up now at healthcare.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Enjoy fresh, flavorful, made-for-you meals with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 to Moe's Southwest Grill. Create your own burritos, bowls, tacos, nachos, salads, and more. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
All right, so I'm really looking forward to this. I want to tell you guys about the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by the Locked On Podcast Network and Odyssey. Join us July 19th through the 23rd for the biggest NBA mock draft event of the year. Locked On local and national experts make the selections, and Odyssey basketball experts, including former NBA GM Ryan McDonough, NBA champion Brian Scalabrine, and coach Jimmy Patsos, are joined by NBA draft expert Chad Ford to bring analysis for each big pick, plus go deeper with local Odyssey hosts who know the ins and outs of their teams the best. That's going to be, again, July 19th through the 23rd, the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021. That is in the Odyssey app. You can download it today, AUDACY. And, of course, be sure to favorite 92.9 FM ESPN.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Gary Parrish Show. Bennett Doyle in studio for GP today. I got Connor Dunning here in studio with me. GP's going to be back on Monday. And we went almost this whole entire hour without talking sports, so like we have to at this point. It's basically required. We're a sports station. Damian Lillard, we haven't gotten to it today. He spoke after practice today with Team USA, and there's been rumors going around that he's going to ask for a trade from the Portland Trail Blazers. He kind of dispelled that today, basically said he hasn't said anything of the sort that he's asking for a trade from the Portland Trail Blazers. He did say that, quote, he has not made any firm decision on what his future will be. You know, he's got to say that, obviously. Like, you know, what's he going to say? Yeah, thanks. I've just got done with practice with Team USA. Oh, by the way, I want to trade. He's not going to blow up the freaking Team USA practices and everything with his story and what's going on with his situation. So he's got to say that. That team has to make huge moves. Like, I think...
The Trailblazers?
Yes.
Yes, they do.
I think Damian Lillard is waiting to see what they do before he puts it out there that he wants to be traded. If they make some massive splash, if they're able to put together some big trade package and get a star, because he said, I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but he basically said, look, this team is not good enough right now to win a championship. We've got a lot to do to be able to get to that level. They are obviously one of the bigger disappointments. Like, they've had first-round exits how many years now? Quite a few.
Yeah, I mean, but they also made a conference finals.
They did.
And we need to be honest about the ceiling of this team.
Now, what I would say is, as a Grizzlies fan, I'm taking what Portland's been doing every single year.
Right.
Like, I would take that. Give me playoffs every year, that long stretch that they've had in a conference finals appearance.
It's been cool.
I want that. If I can have that or the ladder tomorrow, that's what I'm taking as a Grizzlies fan. So, I think Portland fans are probably reasonable about the whole thing. I think they definitely want Damian Lillard to stay there. But it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I think that they have to make some big-time moves. Yusef Nurkic kind of hinted that he didn't want to be there anymore, which was very weird because it's like, who are you, dude? Like, you've been injured for three years. You're a fine starting center, I guess.
And then poor Zach Collins broke his foot again.
And then Zach Collins broke his foot. So they've had some injury problems. You know, people will say when it's – because C.J. McCollum's going to be the guy they move, right? If they're going to keep Damian Lillard there, they have to be able to trade something worthwhile to get something in return, and CJ is going to be a part of that, right?
Yeah, and I think that's where the conversation can start. And I want to start at the beginning with Dame here, is that I will say, I think today was just him trying. I think that it's very possible that the Blazers management got together with Damian Lillard and say, listen, you saw what happened with James Harden. You saw what happened with Anthony Davis. You saw what happened with player X. If you go out and you publicly say that you want a trade, we are not going to get something as good back as we could get for you.
That's a good point.
I do not think Damian Lillard wants to be in Portland. It's just we've seen this act so many times with NBA guys, and nothing that he said today really said I didn't request a trade. It just said these rumors. What bothers me about what Dame did today is that he makes good journalists and good reporters look like that they don't know what they're talking about, which it bothers me that he does that. He's done that before. I don't think that their reports are wrong. I don't think Damian Lillard wants to be in Portland. I think that he understands and the fan base understands our window is closed. We are not going to win a championship here. I need to move on to be better for my career. It'll be better for y'all to move on too, because you'll get something for me back that can help y'all rebuild, kind of Grizzlies-esque, and rebuild, and you can be back into the game in a couple of years. So, yeah, CJ McCollum might get moved, but I think that he may get moved after Dame gets moved. It's
like Dame's gone, and then they blow it up.
That's what I think may happen. Yeah. And if that happens, the Grizzlies need to make a phone call to Portland because, hey, CJ, we got a spot for you, bro. But it's I think Damian Lillard, it was an amazing run in Portland. What happened there, it is a great story, how he came together with that community. They're not going to win an NBA championship. They don't really have the assets to make a huge move to get anything back, because the prospect that they would probably use with CJ McCollum to make a trade is Zach Collins, and guess what? Broken foot. So they're backed against a wall, and honestly, trading Dame is kind of their way out. And it's just it seems like it has run its course with that core in Portland, and I think it would be a mistake to try to extend it. And like if the Grizzlies had tried to extend Mark and Mike, we had those like 2 years where it was like, what are we doing? We need to just trade these guys. That's kind of where Portland is now, I think, because like we said, everybody in the West is going to reload next season, and Portland's going to be kind of the same. They're going to be kind of the same. It's not going to do anything. I don't think it needs to be an ugly breakup. I think that Dame may be trying to, you know, help his team get better value for him. I just wish that he would not act like that the reports are out of nowhere, because that's just not true. It's just not true.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I make no bones about it. Like, I hope he stays there. I want big-time players to stay with the smaller market teams.
I do, too.
I love what Giannis did. I hope they win a championship because of it. I want Ja Morant to be a Grizzly his entire career. I hope it works out. But it does, like you said, I mean, it just looks like that it might have run its course there in Portland. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I think that we'll probably get some clarity here in the next couple weeks. Maybe that they let the Olympics pass first, because he's obviously the starting point guard for Team USA. So
that could be what's happening, too.
Yeah, maybe they let that run its course, then they figure this whole thing out, or we'll see what happens. So I'm sure more to come here in the coming weeks about Damian Lillard's status with the Portland Trailblazers. When we come back, we got dinner to go. Connor and I got some stuff for you guys to check out this weekend. We'll do that next. You're listening to The Gary Parrish Show. Bennett Doyle, Connor Dunning in studio. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Sports station.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my wife, my mother, my children all go to the dentist. And what makes the Smile Center so great is that you don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see family. The Smile Center, of course, it is Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place. It's at 1941 South Germantown Road. And I'm thrilled to let you know that Dr. Mady and his entire clinical staff have been vaccinated, so the Smile Center really might be the safest place in America. Good news! Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and for those who have lost dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. You can get more information by calling 901-309-1333. And if you're interested in improving your smile via the Zoom whitening process, you can get $100 off for a limited time just by mentioning The Gary Parrish Show. I trust Dr. Mady with my family. You can do the same. It's the Smile Center at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center on the web, SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Heard you're buying a car. I brought my calculator.
Dad, I already used Capital One Auto Navigator. I found my car online and got pre-qualified instantly, instead of all that.
You know those things impact your credit score.
Didn't impact my credit score, Dad. Now I'm going to the dealership for a test drive and to make the purchase.
Sounds too easy.
No, it's just easy. Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
Friends, demand for unskilled workers is sky high, but who wants that life? There's demand for hundreds of thousands of IT and cybersecurity professionals in the U.S. My Computer Career is training people to meet it. Get skilled. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Through July, grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
How do you keep a workout fresh every day?
Clap it up, Peloton. Do this.
By getting everything from endurance rides to restorative yoga, all right at home. The Peloton Bike. Nothing like working out from home. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more.
Howie, it's summer, so I know Robert Irwin Jewelers has got the Summer of 1,000 Engagements going on right now.
This is our fourth year of our Summer of 1,000 Engagement ring sale. Danny, can you tell everybody what it's all about?
Oh, you're going to walk in and quiz me. Okay, yeah, watch this. If you have a purchase of $1,500 or more, you get a free weekend getaway. How about that?
We got a 100 on that quiz.
It's the best time to get an engagement ring, and it's the best time to pop that question on that getaway.
Exactly. Save up to 40%, free financing, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com. Thank you, Danny.
You're welcome, Howie.
Summer is the season of fun. Here are some tips to make sure you enjoy yours. Tip number one, lawn darts still aren't a good idea.
Ouch, these things should be illegal.
I think they are.
Tip number two, you're never too old to chase the ice cream truck.
Hey, slow down. I just want a dreamsicle.
And tip number three, if you're looking for some real summer fun, play the Summer Instant Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
John here, reporting from the Tennessee Lottery Summer Games. Today we have Erica from Knoxville and Janet from Memphis, a dynamic duo going for the green in synchronized scratching. And they're off. The scratching has just begun, and oh boy, is this a feat of athleticism. Look at the dexterity of their fingers and the ferocious tenacity of this team and the vice grip on that coin. They're going all the way. They've just won the green!
Do you have what it takes to be a big winner this summer? Play the Summer Instant Games with chances to win up to $500,000, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
So it is another big weekend of great stuff to watch. You got Space Jam 2 premiering on HBO Max, third part of Fear Street on Netflix, NBA Finals, The Open, and so much more. Last night, my wife and I, we started watching this new Dr. Death series on Peacock. Highly recommend it. This guy, believe it or not, he was from Memphis, and Dr. Death, it's a crazy story. And if you're an Xfinity Internet customer, you can watch Dr. Death and tons of other great hit TV shows and movies for free, because all Xfinity Internet subscribers get Peacock Premium at no extra cost with their Xfinity Internet subscription. And I mentioned all the other great stuff to watch this weekend. That's the beauty of being an Xfinity customer. You can get all your entertainment right there in one place on your TV with their voice-controlled Flex 4K streaming box. It is the perfect vehicle to put all your favorite apps like Peacock, HBO Max, Netflix, YouTube, all in one place on your TV. And the award-winning Xfinity voice remote, it makes it so easy to say exactly what you want to watch and have it on your TV within seconds. And again, that Flex 4K box and Peacock, both are absolutely free if you're an Xfinity Internet subscriber. And if you're not an Xfinity customer by now, you gotta make the switch. They've got the perfect speed to best fit your home's needs. And if you want the fastest internet out there, they've got you covered with their game-changing gig speed Wi-Fi, which you can only get from Xfinity. So again, take advantage of all these great offers Xfinity's got going right now. To get started, call 1-800-XFINITY. Visit Xfinity.com, or you could drop it to a local Xfinity store today for more details.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The power's above me. don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here.
I think I accidentally played that song twice, Connor. That's okay. It's Friday. Welcome back to the Gary Parrish Show. It is GP's producer, Bennett Doyle, filling in today. I got Connor Dunning here in studio with me, and let's do Dinner to Go and get out of here. We got stuff to watch this weekend.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Oh, we learned that Damian Lillard said he has not asked for a trade from the Portland Trailblazers, but that he has still not made any decision on what his future will be. So I'm sure we're going to get a lot of news about Dame Lillard here in the coming weeks. We also learned that the U.S. men's basketball team is a complete mess. They replaced Bradley Beal with JaVale McGee and Keldon Johnson, which, no offense to those players, but they are not Bradley Beal. And I'm just wondering why Ja Morant hasn't gotten a phone call. So we'll see how that plays out. We also learned there's a lot of good stuff to watch this weekend, which we're about to get to. And we learned that Sunday is National Ice Cream Day. Jeff Calkins, he got some weird flavors last night. He said he might not get anything this Sunday because he got ice cream last night. Connor, you said your favorite flavor is cookies and cream. I'm more traditional. I like French vanilla. But if I'm going to La Michoacana, my favorite ice cream place in town, I'm getting the Mexican cake or the key lime.
Absolutely crushed the pronunciation right there.
I hope I did that right. So, that's what we learned today.
What's the biggest game tonight?
I mean, I guess we'll go baseball.
No, LeBron versus the Goon Squad.
Oh, okay. Does that count? Okay.
That's the biggest game.
We're going to talk about that in a second again. For real games, it's baseball. You got Giants at Cardinals at 7 on Bally Sports South. You got Rays at Braves on Bally Sports Southeast at 7 as well. I don't know. It's a light night tonight. Watch a movie.
What should I watch on TV?
Well, we already talked about Space Jam 2, Space Jam, A New Legacy. Connor gave his extensive film review. And I didn't even ask you, like, the biggest question about the whole thing. How's LeBron in the movie?
He's pretty good. Like I said, you could tell when it was early in filming and when he got more comfortable with the movie.
Oh, like he's nervous early on in some parts. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
It's like I said, the first 10 minutes when it's just humans,
yeah.
You kind of have to get
little
through
nervous,
it.
Little
yeah,
nervous.
You have to get through it. And to be honest, the person who plays Rich Paul or whatever is terrible in the movie.
Okay.
And they basically just get rid of him and never talk about him again.
Yeah, I mean, if you go back and watch the original, it's not like MJ put on an Oscar-worthy performance.
It gives it a charm.
It gives it the charm. Yeah.
He's better than Jordan, but he's an athlete.
Yeah. I'm about to go watch Space Jam 2 with the family right after this show. Also, I was talking about in my Xfinity spot, Dr. Death on Peacock. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. We've been watching this. Dude, it is awesome, and it's there was actually one part in, I won't spoil anything, but this guy, Dr. Death, his name is Chris. Let's see if I got his name in front of me. It was Christopher something.
Christopher Dunch?
Daniel Dunch, former neurosurgeon who has been nicknamed Dr. Death for gross malpractice resulting in the maiming of several patients and killing two of them while working at hospitals in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Dunch was accused of injuring 33 out of 38 patients in less than 2 years before his license was revoked by the Texas Medical Board. In 2017, he was convicted of maiming one of his patients and sentenced to life in prison. This guy's from Memphis. Went to ECS, graduated from ECS, graduated from UT Health and Science Center. And then I was going to say in the show, like, they actually have, they didn't film on location in Memphis, I don't believe, but they had the UT Health and Science Center sign outside of the school that they filmed at.
Oh, that's cool.
So yeah, I mean, they talk about Memphis a little bit. It's a sad story. I believe his good friend who lived in Memphis, he actually passed away. And I think he passed away from complications due to a surgery that guy did on him. He's a bad dude, Dr. Death. But the show, the new series, is actually pretty good. So I recommend you guys checking that out. It's on Peacock. We also talked about that Roadrunner film, the new Anthony Bourdain documentary me and Jeff talked about. I can't wait to go see it. It's in theaters this weekend. I'm a huge Anthony Bourdain fan. Like I said, like, it's the only famous person that when I found out that they died that I was just gutted by. Like, it really, really sucked. He was obviously lived a really, really interesting life, and I think the documentary will be really cool as well. You were talking about Fear Street, the part of the Fear Street trilogy on Netflix.
1666.
Yeah, that, we're going to finish that. I honestly was skeptical of it. Like, my wife was watching the first one, and I was like, okay, like, what is this? Like, a like stupid, like, teen, like, slasher kind of thing. No, it's actually pretty good.
It's
kind of messed up.
Yeah, it's kind of like a like an homage spoof, not spoof, but like it's kind of like a corny homage to this like the 70s, and then the 90s one was pretty good. I think 1666 bringing the heat though. It looks like they put the eggs in this basket on the trailer.
Yeah, for sure. So lots of stuff to watch this weekend. Full disclosure, I forgot it was Friday, and I know Dateline preview every Friday. I screwed up, y'all. I screwed up. I didn't think about it, and as soon as some people pointed it out to me on Twitter, I was just like, oh, man, yeah, I screwed that up.
The Dateline story next week is going to be Gary killing you.
Yeah, exactly. I forgot the Dateline preview. GP, I'm sure we'll have a great one next week, and I'm sure I will hear about it for forgetting it this week. So that's all your stuff to watch this week.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
You can read Dan Wolkin's story over at USAtoday.com. He basically said, if you're a college football player and your season gets derailed because you're not vaccinated, then it is your own damn fault. His words, not mine. You can read it, USAtoday.com. He's also got some Olympics coverage that he's going to be doing as he's headed to Tokyo this week, I believe.
What's on tap next week?
Well, GP is going to be back from Augusta, Georgia. He's there for the EYBL Nike Circuit. Peach Jam starts next week. I'm sure GP is going to have a lot to talk about. The Memphis staff is there in Augusta right now as well. So I'm sure a lot of college basketball recruiting to start the week next week. We'll probably talk about the NBA Finals. Game 5 is tomorrow night. So a lot of hoops to get to next week. Make sure you're here with us Monday, 4 o'clock for Bennett or for Connor. I'm Bennett. Appreciate you guys listening all this week. We'll be back Monday at 4. You've been listening to The Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk, 92.9 FM ESPN. An Odyssey station.
Switching and saving with your local Geico agent sure is easy. It's as easy as taking candy from a baby. And since she's a baby, she doesn't even know what candy is. She holds in her chubby little hand, she says, goo goo gaga, which translates roughly to, take the candy. So yeah, Geico. Contact your local agent and see how easy savings can be.
Get to know the number one auto insurer in the country, State Farm.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.